Page 67, I think. וכמדומן שהתפיסת עולם כזו הייתה הגורם העיקרי מאחרי סירובם ומיונם של אישי הלכה, כגון רבי חיים איש ברסק, נפתלי צבי דברלין, איש וולוז'ין וכיוצא בהם, להכניס לתוך הישיבה שלהם את שיטת המוסר של בישראל איש סלנט. תנועה זו סמלה בראשית צמיחתה, right on page 69, the Rebbe is going to contrast the form that the Muslim movement took later in the beginning of the 20th century. Et hashkafat olamo shel ish hadat haklali המכוונת כלפי הטרנסנדנטיות וההוויה שמבאה לתחום המציאות הממשית. Just continue a little bit and then come back to that sentence. רגע שהפחד השיפלוס המלנכוליה הטיפוסית שבחוויית איש הדת, שלילה עצמית, חשבון הנפש התמידי, תודעת החטא, חיטוט בפצעי רוח וכולו, היו הקווים האופייניים והסימנים המובהקים של קלסטר פנה של תנועת המוסר בימי ילדותה. נוהגים היו בקובנה ובסלובודקה, מרכזי המוסר, להיכנס אף בין השמושו של מוצאי שבס, באווירה ספוגת עצב ותוגה, an atmosphere that was saturated with sadness and sorrow. כשישותו של האדם פורקת את נשקה הרוחני, עוזה וגבורתה ונעשית רגשנית ועירה ביותר, ולבטוח בשיחה על המובס, על אפסות העולם הזה, על רקנותו ועל נבלותו. So even though the Rav is on one level equating Hashkafas Olam of the Muslim movement in its initial stages with that of the Ish Hadat, but they arise very differently. He's not conflating the two. The sort of negation of Olam Haza and Chai Olam Haza, the Ish Hadat, the way that the Rav has depicted it throughout, is one which arises predominantly from mystical roots. The way he presents the notion of Tzimtzum from the Likutei Torah, etc. That's not where it came from the Muslim movement. The Muslim movement wasn't drawing upon sources of Kabbalah. The Muslim movement was more this notion of man being sinful, and in that sense that his Olam Hazeh Dikei existence needed to be challenged because of his propensity to chait. That's why the characterization that the Rav gives right after saying that the Hashkafas Olam was the same as that of Ish Hadat HaKali involves things which I don't think we've seen before at all, right? The depiction of the Ish Hadat, the Homo Vigliosus, we didn't speak of Cheshbon Nefesh Tmidi or Toda'at HaChet, that they converge, but from coming from very different, coming from very different directions. Again, one which the Rav has, again, presented at pretty fully from a certain type of mystical worldview, it's important to add that phrase, certain type of. And the other, again, coming more from this characterization, this conception of man as being very sinful and gaivadik and focusing, as the Rav would say, and goes on to say, disproportionately on that. Ishei halacha hirgishu b'midah zo stira hachoteres tachas kisei chavodah shel ha-halacha. B'machteres, it tunnels underneath and undermines. Ish halacha eino mefached ve'eino yarei shum davar. Right? The world is not a sinister. Do we have a Yetzer Hara and do we sin? The answer to the first question is yes. The answer to the second question is unfortunately yes. But there's a difference between that realism, that recognition, and depicting the world as a sinister place that just serves to lure a person into chait. Isha lacha eino mefached ve'eino yarei shum davar. Harei hu shocha b'yam ha-talmud hanusen chayim l'chol chay. Im achar chata, right, the Rav's not looking at the world with some kind of rose-tinted lenses that doesn't see chayit. Harei halacha shel tshuva ba'ala ozra. Asur levazbei zman al cheshbon ha-nefesh. Al bedikat ha-todaa ha-atzmit ve'al chitut b'tchushat ha-avor. So like all of Torah, every line needs to be understood in context. You can't just lift a line out of context. One wouldn't get up, you know, in giving the Sichas Musa Asayashim Yitzhub and say, Asol of Asbeiz Manal Chazran Anafesh. So what does this? So for instance, you find towards the beginning of Kol Dodi Dofek, sorry, towards the beginning of Kol Dodi Dofek, so there's a footnote where the Rav talks about Yeshnan Shtei Mitzvot Miyuchadot. Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Tshuva Vidui Al Kol Chet She'odim Nechshal Bo Mitzvah Zom Mevoares Parshas Nosu Isha Isha Ki Yasu V'gomei V'isvadus Chatosu M'sherosu Rambam Hekdish L'mitzvah Zo Asara Pakem Hamechunim Hilchos Tshuva Beis chova mesuyamet shel tshuva b'shas tzara, kimevua b'pashas chatzotzos v'chisavol melchome b'artzachem v'chulu v'nizkatem v'fnei Hashem elokeichem. So the Torah has two different chiyuvim of tshuva. There's a mitzvah asei of tshuva, and then there's a chiyuv tshuva b'eis tzara. Ahevdel, skipping, between mitzvahs tshuva v'chlal, the general mitzvahs tshuva, v'chovas ha-tshuva be'es tzara, mitmatzei b'prat achad. Right, the essence, you can distill the difference between the mitzvah, the general mitzvah of tshuva, and the chiyuv be'es tzara, you can distill the difference into one crucial detail. Tshuva al ha-chayt kucha b'yidiyat ha-chayt. Kol zman shalom nodal la'adam chatasal, lo'chol al mitzvah tshuva. אי-אפשר לסחייב בכפור בלי ידיע שחט, כמו שמבוא בקוסו, והוד האלו חטוסו אשר חטא. ידיע שחט מחייב את בקובן חטוס. כמו כן הוא עניין התשובה. אין אדם מחייב לשוב על הנסתרוס, כי הם על הנגלס. בחייב תשובה, of Hilchos Tshuva. Kol mitzvah shevetar ben osay ben losasay im ova odom al achas mehen. If a person is aware that he did an avera, so yediyah sachet is mechayev in tshuva. Ma'asheh kein bram be'es tzara, and that's part of what the Rav has in mind, when he says, you know, there's no chiyuv of cheshbon ha-nefesh. That al pidin, the chiyuv tshuva is when there is yediyah sachet. Bram be'es tzara, be it a collective es tzara, as is the case now, be it a personal es tzara, Bram be'es tzara, mitchayev ha-sovel livdok et ma'asav ulechapes et chata'av kidei loshev alehen. Atzmo shel ha-sevel, the suffering itself, miyatzeg chet, that represents, in the sense of reflects, results from chet, v'hu mitzaveh la'adam, and commands a person, mitzor et chatosecha, v'shuv el boracha. I don't remember whether Rav quotes it here or not, but he alludes to it with his idiom, the Gemara in Brachos, that in Ra Adam Sheisur and Bar, I love you, Mashmesh B'Masav, Yifashmesh B'Masav. So that's part of what the Rav has in mind here, in terms of his, to a degree, deflecting Cheshbon HaNefesh. But again, it needs to be understood as intended, again, in context, again, you know, pushing back against this preoccupation with Cheshbon HaNefesh, which stemmed from, again, a fundamentally sinful conception of a person. That's, and again, you know, Dibur Torah B'Lashon Havai, as the Gemara in Chulin says. That's clearly in context what the Rav is pushing back against. He certainly doesn't mean to preclude that the Rambam writes in Parag Aleph Hilchos Deyos, Halacha Dalet, Haderach HaYishara Himidah Benim L'Shevachol Deya V'Deya Mikol Deya Sheyesh L'Adam, V'Yah Deya Sheyvachok V'Mishneh HaKtzavos Richok Shaveh V'Ein HaKov V'Lo L'Zo V'Lo L'Zo. Now here comes the line that we're here for. Lefichach tzivu chachamim harishonim sheyehei odom shom de'osav tamid. The chachamim harishonim commanded that a person should constantly be assessing his character traits, should be making a shumay, should be appraising his character. U'mesha'er osan, and he should be recalibrating his deyos, u'mechavin osan, and directing them to be shom deyos of tamid is clearly a form of cheshbon ha-nefesh. And how else is a person assessing and appraising his deyos if not through self examination? And the other, maybe another point, which it's also very important to be mindful of, you know, even according to the standard of Yediyas HaChet being Mechayev in Tshuva, as opposed to looking for Chet in the first place, but Medvar Me'amurim, again, where there's no indication, no latest esophagus, as it were. Let's say a person knows himself, and he knows that I don't know, I know that I'm lazy, and I know that I waste time. Now, without stopping to think, so I can't necessarily, you know, pinpoint where in the past day or 2 days those midos surfaced. But I have that general self-awareness. And if I'll take the time to make the cheshbon ha-nefesh, so then it will become, you know, less vague, less amorphous, and more focused, more pinpointed. So that's also not b'chlal, the cheshbon ha-nefesh that the Rav is dismissing with the also the vaz be'zman al cheshbon ha-nefesh. Again, you can see it from the chitut betrusha so'ava, and again, this wallowing in the sense of being sinful. Ein analiza psichut chazom eviat adam loli deyirav loli deyahava. Again, it's exaggerated. It's not in response to actual chait. It stems from this general conception. Emotion is supposed to be guided by halacha. When it's not guided by halacha, so a person at the very least does not come out ahead for such emotions. Yidua hi tshuvasa Rabbi Chaim Ishbisk sheheshev leBitzchak ish Petersburg. Petersburg, one of Yerushal's leading Talmidim. Yerushal Salanter was a generation older than Reb Chaim. He was a contemporary of the Beis HaLevi. You know, this critique of Musa in its early stages, notwithstanding, and I don't mention this by way of question. There's no implicit question here. It's by way of giving a full picture. So the Rav used to quote from Reb Chaim that in the previous generation, meaning the generation before Reb Chaim, there were four individuals who, in terms of their, he said, resembled Rishonim. He didn't mean in learning, he meant in terms of the persona. And the four individuals that Reb Chaim mentioned were the Beis HaLevi, his father, the Malbim, Reb Shur Leib Diskin, and Reb Shal Salant. So, Reb Shal Salant was obviously held in the utmost esteem. Again, that's not a kasha on this critique. This critique is not a kasha on that. They're both true. Yidui tshuvasa shav Reb Chaim ish Brisk sheheshev Reb Yitzchak ish Petersburg shehala, when the latter Reb Yitzchak bodo valoshen lahashpia al rashi ha-yeshiva she-enhigas liman ha-musa b'es bin roshem. Reb Yitzchak lazer shtamish b'mayim ha-chazal d'gmar in brachos omer b'levi b'achom omer b'shem l'lakas olam yagas olam yetz ha-tol yetz ha-hora shenem ha-rigzur al tachator im nitzcho mutav im lav yasak b'tor im nitzcho mutav im lav yikra kriyashma, v'im lav, if that doesn't work, yask elam yom ha-misa. Kanir'eh, hidgish Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, shachazal bikru, they prioritized, et skulat haskarat yom ha-misa al liman ha-torah. So you see that sometimes that what will get through to a person is emphasizing mortality. You give him castor oil. If a person has some intestinal problem, so you give him medication, strong medication. But if you give this strong medication to someone who's healthy, you'll make him sick.
Im normali atabu uchacha v'nafshacha shalem b'tor datcha v'ofyacha asok b'torah mashchel v'beisam medrash.
Right, so Reb Chaim here is answering with a different Gemara. Right, so the Bitzel comes to the Gemara in Brachos, and Reb Chaim answers with the Gemara in Kiddushin. It says that impaga b'cha minuval zeh mashchel v'beisam medrash. And Reb Chaim was saying that the kosev v'shlishi between those two Gemaras is Zohi Haskula Hayoter Bidukabu Muhammad Saddam in Yitzro Ulam im Cholata Biruchacha, Stus Nizukabucha, Vezo Anomaly, Psychid, Bitzbitzaba Olamcha, Azalacha the Stamej Bissimane Mipa, Havifim Biotar, Shacholim Nizanim Bahem, Skiris Yaman Misa, Anubavalaj and Lubachan Brien Benefish Reguf, Shlemim Bitova Sainu, Ain't Zoch Khan, Bishaman Kik. So the Sridi Eish writes, in Chelek Dalad of the Sefer, he has essays about different Gedolei Yisrael. So he has one, I think this is the one about Reb Itzala, So the Eish himself was a product of that world. He later went to West Germany and he studied in university, and then he was head of the Hildesheimer Seminary. I think the last head before the Nazis, Yimach Shimon, but his where he came from initially was the Eastern European world and the world of the Musa yeshivas. So he said that in Slabotka he heard a shmuz, where apparently he quotes from Isha Halacha. He says that the Rav tells this story in Isha Halacha, but in Slabotka they used to say that, apparently Ritzler didn't say it then, but I guess subsequently, I don't know exactly when the postscript that the Sridi Eish has happened, that Ritzler used to say, no, that the Musa is oxygen. It's not castor oil, it's not medicine, it's oxygen. The man at Tzedek v'Hemes yesh lehadgish ki tznuat ha-musar kshehivya simanei gadlut u'bagut b'yishivas Knesset Yisrael Slabotka, as we refer to it, as it developed later, not as the Rav referred to it earlier, ayidei hashpa'ato shav abnot ha-her shfinkel nosen tzvi finkel u'bishiv Ubiyeshivas, known as the Alter from Slabotka, Ubiyeshivas Mir b'tkufa achrona b'hananato haruchanit shal Rabbi Yochum Lavovitz lavsha tzura acher legamre v'hitkava l'hashkafat olamam shal ishe ha'alacha ha'gdolim ha'pachad, ha'mara, ha'melancholia hitnatfu, they blew away, as it were. Umekomam tafaz regesh etan, a strong feeling shel kiddush hachayim v'chedvatam.
פעולת ההכרה על פי ההלכה, חידושי תורה ויצירה רוחנית, ירשו את רשותם לדומיין של הרגשנות ורקות הנפש היתרה והמבט העצבני. Again, which is what the Rav has been critiquing, again, that melancholy. שיועדו בראשונה לעולם תנועת המוסר. מאידך גיסא, just as the איש ההלכה rejects that extreme of melancholy, נחווה איש ההלכה בשמחה יתרה. He's also burned, as it were, in the sense that he recoils from excessive simcha. בחדווה משוללת כל יסוד הגיוני בריא. בשקרות רוחנית, a spiritual intoxication, ובצהלת החיים הרועשת יותר מדי. יש באיש הלכה החגיגיות שבאופי, ונשתמש במונחו של ויליאם ג'יימס, סולמניטי. בעמדה זו עוצרת ועד האדם להימשך אחרי קיצוניות מופרזת בחיים האמוציונליים ושמה מחסום לרוחו הנוטה לפעמים להרוס את מחיצת ההתאבקות וההבלגה. So here, Kimeduma, in this section, the Rav is taking his depiction of until now, most of the essay has developed the idea of how halacha is an ideal system, right? It's not a system that's designed in response to as a practical, pragmatic response to concrete situations in this world, but as an ideal system, an ideal tarte mashma. Again, one of ideas, and number two, again, that instead of that it then becomes the blueprint by which we elevate our lives in Olam Hazeh. So he's been emphasizing that a lot in terms of the intellectual dimension of the Isha Halacha. Now he's saying the fact that the Isha Halacha comes and approaches this world and sees this world through the lens of Halacha, how it molds his character, not just how it shapes him intellectually, but how it molds his character. And that's what he's describing here. The fact that the Isha Halacha is so firmly rooted in Halacha is what gives him this emotional stability and equilibrium. In the same way, it pushes back against an unwarranted sad and depressing view of the world. It also rejects a disproportionate and unfounded extreme joy. כשאיש ההלכה שמח, when he does experience simcha, הוא יודע שאין החיים עלי אדמות גורמים לשמחה מוגזמת. Halacha doesn't, life in this world isn't the basis again for this exaggerated simcha. Ve'ein hu magdish et ha'sa'ah. He doesn't let things overflow, and he doesn't overstep boundaries. B'shaz ditzo v'gila. ומקיימס דבי הקוס ובגילו בעודו. On the other hand, אבל גם בשעס אבילס ודכתוך הנפש, ברגעי צער ותוגה, אין הוא בבית תחת אסונו, ותק אופן רובד תחס מסעו, ואינו מתמכר לייאוש ולעצבות כל דרת. הלוך provides him with an equilibrium. יש בחייו האפקטיביים משיווי המשקל, things are balanced, מן השקט הסטואי, a stoic, קמנס, מן האידיאה של שביל הזהב של אריסטו, מדמות יוקנו של הרמב״ם, ומן ידיעת ההכרחיות וניצחונה על ידי חוק ההלכה. So halacha guides him in his emotional life, and in mele, he doesn't swing between extremes. He's rooted. You know, obviously coming from a different, very different place, but the similarity is Beer's note. You know, the word from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says on the phrase in Tehillim, Shivisi Hashem L'Negdish Samin. So the Pshut Baal Shem Mikra we learn Pshat, Shivisi is the Lashon to place. And the Ode Melech is saying, Shivisi Hashem L'Negdish Samin, Hashem is always before me in the sense that I'm always mindful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Hashem Tov says that he says another pshat, that Shivisi is Lashon Hishtavos, right? Shava means equal, and Hishtavos means, again, equanimity. In English also, the two words share a common root. So Shivisi is, I maintain my equanimity. Why? Because Hashem L'Negdi Sonah. And that's very, very similar to what the Rebbe is describing in terms of the, again, that rootedness that the Isha Halacha has in Halacha. He doesn't become overly depressed in bad times. He's not overly exuberant in normal or even in good times. There is a stability. There is an equanimity here. כל מי שאינו מסבל, כמו שציב החכם, הרי זה אכזורי. On the one hand, but on the other hand, the Rambam continues, והמצער עצמו יוסי מדי על מנהוגו של עולם, הרי זה טיפש. The contrast between, again, both are true, but the contrast between the reason the Rambam gives for what's reflected in the limitation, so Shloshi Yamim Lebechi, etc., so Chazal have Shi'urim for Avelus, and the Torah totally prohibits certain expressions of Avelus. This is Godadu. So a person can't cut himself, can't pull out his hair. Also, simu korcha ben enechem lames. So the Ramban al Torah says, because that kind of extreme avelus contradicts a belief in hisharus hanefesh. If one sincerely believes that the nefesh, the neshama, is eternal, so then the grief, the Ramban says there's still grief, the same way there's grief when you go to the airport and, I don't know, one family member is moving, or maybe just going away for the year. So people will cry, and that's normal, and it's natural, and the Torah doesn't object to that. But on the other hand, you know, to
to be misgoded or to be mesim kocha, you know, because of such a separation, we would intuitively understand that, that's extreme. So the Ramban says, if a person believes in Hisharas HaNefesh, so that caps Avelus, and that places a limit on the intensity of Avelus. The Rambam obviously would agree with all that, does agree with all that. But again, but the Yisod of the Rambam, again, Eilu ve'eilu devil lechem chayim, the Yisod that the Rambam sees reflected here is also a profound one, that HaMetzar Atzma Yosem Yidayim, yeah, Minhoga Shel Olam can be painful. You know, a health regimen, so you have to get inoculations. It can be painful. HaMetzar Atzma Yosem Yidayim, but to be Metzar Atzma Yosem Yidayim, Minhoga Shel Olam, is that raised at Tipesh? A person is supposed to accept the realities of the world axiomatically as the realities of his own life. Zoe Amata Midash al Isha Halacha v'tchum harikshi. לפיכך לא היסה דאז גדול להלוך הנוחה מביקודים וממחולות, מהולוס ומשקוס, אפילו לשם שמיים. מספרים על הגון מביל נקי השמח, שמחה גדולה בלל שמחה סתור בשעת הכוחס. הירוקד, מלך הקף, קלף, שור ומזמר, צוהל מתוך הספעלוס וסלבוס. ברם, כך כדי דיבור לסיום ההכוחס, היחוזה למצבו הרגיל והשנן. So even when experiencing simcha, again, he's rooted in halacha, and therefore it's within the boundaries of halacha. At the other end of the emotional spectrum, כשמייס אוכיף של הגרוע והלוק קלט שמוס אבל ביום השבוס, לא התרגש ולא הפגין שום סימני צער. כשהחוסם, to cry on Shabbos, is conflicts with עונג Shabbos. כשהחוסם is ברכז ההבדל במוצאי Shabbos, פרץ בבחייה. כשביתו האהובה, the beloved daughter של רבי אליהו איש פרז'נה, the Rav's maternal grandfather, the first years of the Rav's life, he lived in his house when his father was when his parents first got married. They lived in with the Rav's maternal grandparents. Kshebitoa olvah shel Rebbeyel ish perjana chalitah kechodesh yamim kodem knisatan lechupa. She was a young woman, vibrant and the best of health. In the days before antibiotic, a person can go from being rachmana litzlan young. The young and vibrant Rachman Atlan, an infection, it wasn't such an uncommon tragic event that one could go from vibrancy to being at the death's doorstep. Ulacha yamim muatim, and that's what happened to her. Natata lamut nichnas b'no shavaleel l'chadro. The doctor had detected that she was a gosesis, that death was somewhat imminent. I mean, alpidin, it means, I don't think the Rav is using it that, I don't think he intended that rigorously here. It means within 3 days. I don't think he necessarily means it that way here. Nachnas v'Eliyahu l'cheder b'ito v'sha'al t'arofe kama zman yimashchu chavlei ha'gzisa u'kshekibel, meaning, do you think it's going to be within 30 seconds, within the next minute? What's your sense? U'kshekibel tshuvat t'arofe nachnas v'Eliyahu l'chedro chalatza tfilav shal Rashi v'lav ish tfilav shal Rabbeinu Tam chish maher.
Because לאחר שחלץ התפילה וכוחן ברצועותיהן והניחן בנר תיקן, again, this, that sense of heroic equanimity, נכנס לחדר הגוססס כדי לעמוד בשס יציאס לשם נשמס ביתו החביב אולם ויוסף. Just parenthetically, before we get to the main point, I think Rav Shapta has, maybe it's in Nefesh HaRav, I forget in which of this forum, that he quotes, I think he says, he quotes from his uncle, that he was told that the Rav was very makbid about not leaving tefillin just without wrapping them up and putting them away. You know, the somewhat common practice, you know, Rosh Chodesh maybe, but sometimes people just take their tefillin off, you know, and we'll leave them to roll them up later and put them back in the tefillin bag later. So the Rav thought that was improper because it wasn't consistent with Kedusha's tefillin. You take tefillin off, so you have to wrap them up, you have to put them back, and the makom mechubad of the tefillin zakah. So you're talking that's also, you know, ben hashuros here. Kalchan b'rutzu osayin v'nichan b'nar tikan. Someone once came to me fit to be tied. I don't know, he had just read this passage, or I don't know, whatever, just become aware of this passage, and was so upset at the callous detachment. Like, he should have been there with his daughter. So it's quite obvious, it's sufficiently obvious that the Rav didn't find the need to spell this out. But it's quite obvious that his daughter, that Rav Eli Pruzhin's daughter was comatose at this point. And that it made no difference to her whether her father was in the room or wasn't in the room. And it is true that it would have been emotionally meaningful to the father to be there. But whereas it's mentioned in Sfarim, it is objectively meaningful to be present, b'shas yitzias neshama, but there was nothing objectively meaningful about being there when she was comatose and would have been totally unaware of his presence. And that's what the Rav is describing. Again, this heroic composure was that instead of just emoting as anyone else, virtually anyone else, in that horrible, horrible, terrible situation would have done. So he had the gvura to behave as he did. But it's posh that had she been conscious, of course he would have been there. Of course he would have been there. He wouldn't have been in Shul Davening Shachris either, had she been conscious, and his presence would have contributed anything. Yesh kan tkifot ha'dat kamalaz dino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ava. Todaat hachog vehadin, todaat, excuse me, hachog vehadin, uza shel halacha v'kocha, ve'emunah chazaka k'chalmish tzor. Okay, stop.